You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A question worth mulling over on this tax day. Does having to pay income taxes make you work harder? University of Michigan researchers have some new insights into the psychology of taxes thanks to their new study. Co-author Scott Rick is an associate professor of marketing at the Ross School of Business. With us now, Scott, what questions were you looking to answer with this study?
So there have been questions addressed by economists about what happens when people experience income tax. One is that it makes you kind of more poor than you used to be, so you have to work harder to maintain your same standard of living. There's another economic effect suggesting that, well, now leisure is cheaper, so maybe I'll just kind of stay at home and watch more TV because I'm getting taxed more. And so we were wondering about kind of non-economic impacts, kind of the psychology of being taxed. And there hasn't really been a lot of research on this question. Most of the research is kind of at a very macro level. How does labor supply change with income tax rates? So we wanted to look at kind of what happens when you're actually doing a task and you're being reminded that we're taking money away and giving it to redistributing it to other people.
So you were getting inside the brains of the taxpayers, in a sense.
That was our goal. Yes.
That was your goal. So did you have an overall hypothesis?
Yeah. So we're kind of motivated by kind of these stories in the news the past few years, like people protesting kind of Obama's take on income tax. Like, oh, if you raise it this high, I'm just going to quit and throw down my wrench and all that. So we thought that, okay, there might be this effect of tax where people just become demotivated. But when I was talking to kind of fellow people kind of on the same side of the political aisle as me, we realized that even on the same side of the aisle, you can have very different feelings towards tax. So me and fellow liberals, like some of us were very pro-tax, others were like, no, I'd rather just do it myself.
Okay.
And so we realized that there seem to be these two key attitudes that might matter. One is kind of how big a fan of you are of government intervention, and two, redistribution. And those seem to be separable attitudes. And we thought that people who were big fans of both might actually be motivated by income tax.
They might, in a way, see it of as saying, I'm helping. I'm helping the cause, if you will.
And they believe that government is the right way to help. Some people believe in redistribution, but they say, I want to do it myself. Private charity.
Okay.
And so we thought, yeah, that this specific group of people might see it as like a call to duty, find it motivating. And that everyone else might be kind of find it deflating. And so that's what we ran our experiments to find.
And what's the result? Does paying taxes make us work harder?
Yeah. So you basically get these two groups going in different directions. So people who believe in government and redistribution, they seem to find it as a call to duty. They work harder. Everyone else finds taxes demotivating. And so on average, you don't really get an effect, but it's because you have these two groups moving in different directions.
Is there a tilt toward one or the other? Is it pretty evenly matched?
Yeah. I mean, some groups are more common than others. For example, there are some people who love government but don't really like social equality. That's kind of an odd group, a kind of an authoritarian group. That's a small group, luckily. There are quite a few people in this kind of pro-government, pro-redistribution group. But on average, it kind of evens out. But that's just kind of in Michigan with our samples. In other places, it kind of just depends on where you look. You're going to get different mixes of people. So it really just depends on the population being taxed, what the kind of group psychology is going to be.
Is there a way of kind of knowing who will fall into what kind of group? Like, are there broad characteristics?
Yeah, I mean, this scale that we use was originally developed by this guy, Dan Cahan at Yale, and he was very nice. He shared data with us, and he had this state-by-state results for this survey. And so we can predict state income tax rates based on kind of who's living in the state. And so you can map that out. And it's actually a better predictor of state income tax rates than Republican-Democrat mix by state. Because, again, we think these attitudes are closer to how you feel about tax than whether you kind of are on the left or right of
a party affiliation. Yes.
So yeah, it's the question you asked does remind us, like, there are other correlates. There might be kind of other ways to identify who these people are rather than based on one survey. But right now, that's kind of what we're stuck with.
Now, I'm wondering how government might use your findings perhaps to kind of help affect people's motivation to work, or how they feel about having to pony up to Uncle Sam or to Lansing or to their local government.
Yes. So certainly the people who are pro-government, pro-redistribution, they're pretty much fine. But the people who find it demotivating, I think one of the reasons that they do is that they don't really have a sense of where the money goes. A lot of people view paying taxes as kind of charitable giving. And certainly there is a redistributive component to income tax. It is progressive. But there's all these other things that kind of help all of us, like national defense and transportation and all these kind of things that help everyone. So educating people, reminding them of how we all benefit from a pretty good chunk of the taxes we pay might help with that group that gets really demotivated by income tax.
You know, you're making me think of the kind of artwork and slogans that we saw during World War II about planting your victory garden or recycling your kitchen grease or doing things that, involved sacrifice, doing without butter or whatever. But it made you feel like you were part of this national effort.
Yes. And I think that would be great. And in the absence of that, when we're kind of left to our own devices, we kind of trust voices telling us where our tax dollars are going without kind of doing the homework. So government might want to be one of those voices, kind of reminding us where all these funds are being distributed.
Interesting, interesting stuff. What are the next questions you want to answer?
Well, certainly, I think, as you ask, kind of what can we do about it? We see there are these naturally occurring differences, but how can we find a way, at least for taxes, not to be demotivating, ideally find ways to be motivating for everyone? Because we're going to have to be taxed, and that's not going away.
Sounds like you're bailiwick of marketing.
Indeed, exactly.
Scott Rick, Associate Professor of Marketing at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.